that's live. Well, it's great to be back in the bright lights again. Let's see what we can see. Oh, yeah. Not so bad looking this time. Come, you ladies and you gentlemen, and listen to my song. I sing it to you right, but you might think it's wrong. May make you mad, but I mean no harm. It's just about the renters on Penny's farm. Hard times in the country, out on Penny's farm. You move out on Penny's farm, plant a little crop of tobacco and a little crop of corn. Come around and see you're gonna flip that plot till you get yourself a mortgage on everything you got. Hard times in the country, out on Penny's farm. All day, way after night, but you get no pay. The promise you meet or a little bit of lard. It's hard to be a renter on Penny's farm. Hard times in the country, out on Penny's farm. Now George Penny's renters, they'll come into town. Their hands in the pockets and their heads hanging down. Go to the store and the merchant will say, your mortgage is due and I'm waiting for my pay. Hard times in the country, out on Penny's farm. So down in the pocket with a trembling hand. Can't pay you all, but I'll pay you what I can. Then to the telephone, the merchant makes a call. They put you on the chain gang, you won't pay at all. Hard times in the country, out on Penny's farm. Come, ladies and your gentlemen, listen to my song. Sing it to you right, but you might think it's wrong. But I mean no harm. Just about the renters on Penny's farm. Hard times in the country, out on Penny's farm. Yes, it's hard times in the country, out on Penny's farm. Thank you. Good evening. We're going to do a song about freight trains. Blow Your Whistle Freight Train from the Delmore Brothers. That old freight train is moving along to Nashville. Has a charm that is that charm for me. It makes me think of good old blooming days gone by. Makes me feel so lonesome, don't you see? So blow your whistle, freight train, take me on down the line. Blow your whistle, lay got rambling on my mind. That I wanna ramble, but I know that it can never be. Guess I'll have to listen to that old smokestack singing out this lonesome song for me. So blow your whistle, freight train, take me on down the line. Blow your whistle, lady, got rambling on my mind.
Go ahead, man.
Charm that is a charm for me, and it makes me think of good old booming days gone by. makes me feel so lonesome, don't you see? So blow, you whistle freight train, take me on down the line. Blow, you whistle, lady, I got rambling on my mind. I got rambling on my mind. I got rambling on my mind.
Thank you. Why don't they write songs about the Long Island Expressway anymore?
I feel like we're still on it.
Wouldn't it be nice to have taken a freight train?
You'd be able to hop a freight?
Hop a freight that just happened to come to CW Post. Well, how did they get the books in the library? This is a song from our ancient first album on Capitol Records. We know you like Captive Records. It's only taken us 12 years to extricate ourselves from the legal entanglements. Oh, that's not true, actually. But it is true that this is from the first record, and we just thought of it this afternoon and haven't played it in about 3 years. It's called Farmers Only. Don't applaud yet. We might not even get through the first line. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Look in the Farmer's Almanac, said it's gonna rain today. Look in the morning paper, then I look away. Look outside my window to see what I could see. Tired of eating day-old bread and sleeping in a dusty town. If robbing banks was easy, I think I'd knock one down. I'll just crawl back into bed and hope you come around. Hurting, no one can help me. Hurting, no one can help me. Hurting, no one can help me. Mostly wrong. Search the sky for signs and think until the break of dawn. And I don't trust the things I see breaking all along. Hurting, no one can help me. Hurting, no one can help me. Hurting, no one can help me.
haven't done that in a long time, but it sure is fun to attempt it. It's called the Tempted Farmer's Almanac, which is really what the Farmer's Almanac is most of the time. It's an attempt to predict the weather. It's supposed to be a light winter this year, according to the Farmer's Almanac. Not much snow. And a late spring. This is a little blues. Well, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. Well, the blues ain't nothing. No, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. The blues ain't nothing. Good man feeling bad. It must have been the weary blues I had. Honey, when I die, honey, when I die, don't you go and wear no black. Honey, when I die, don't you go and wear no black. Cause if you do, my bones will come creeping back. Well, the blues ain't nothing, no, the blues ain't nothing. Good man feeling bad. Blues ain't nothing, but a good man feeling bad. It must have been weary blues I had. Yes, my gal got something and she'd like to keep it hid. Oh, my gal got something and she'd like to keep it hid. But I got something of my own to find that something with. Well, the blues ain't nothing, no, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. Yes, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. It must have been the weary blues I had. Well, what did the bullfrog say right to the eel? Said, what did the bullfrog say to the eel? The more you wiggle, darling, the better it's gonna feel. Well, the blues ain't nothing, no, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. Blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad.
Feeling bad.
It must have been the weary blues I had. I go off in the woods, I go off in the woods, all the animals they run and hide. I go walking in the woods, all the animals they run and hide. The other day I got bit by a poison rattlesnake and the thing crawled off and died. Well, the blues ain't nothing, no, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. Yes, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. It must have been the weary blues I had. Well, hydrochloric acid's my favorite drink. Said it's my favorite drink. I keep some of that stuff around. Hydrochloric acid is my favorite drink. I keep some of that stuff around. The other day I pissed on a fireproof fallout shelter. I burned the damn thing down. Well, the blues ain't nothing. No, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. Yes, the
blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. It must have been the weary blues I had. Well, you know it must have been the weary blues I had.
In the middle of a hard concert, it's really nice to have a little coffee laced with mescaline. It's a little too hot.
Try my bread.
It's like doing a bicentennial moment. I really want to do a bicentennial moment.
Be great.
And now Exxon presents Happy and Artie Traum. Blah, blah, blah. And then we get up and we say, you know, folks, we were thinking it occurred to us that America would be a lot better off if Plymouth Rock had landed on the Pilgrims. That was Happy and Artie Traum for Exxon. Oh, you really go back a long way. We might get to that. The Seals in Boston. I don't even remember that one.
These are alumnus of the Happy and Artie School of History.
That's right. Well, maybe if someone does come up with some coffee laced with mescaline, we'll get into some of the hard stories. This song was written by Rick Danko and Robbie Robertson of the band. We stole it from them. Come on out, Robbie, and take a bit. They said personally they'd like to apologize for not being able to be here tonight.
Good.
Oh, I see. Ready for me.
Ready
I start this
you.
One, right? I got it. And you're all welcome to join in on the chorus, of course, since this is an acoustic concert.
Yes, he was more than just a friend of mine. It was so amazing how we got on. And then one day I had a crazy brainwave. I lost my head and I moved along. I'm going down the road to see Bessie. Going down the road to see Bessie Smith. And when I get there, I'm wondering what to do. Now in my day, I made some foolish moves. Way back then, I didn't worry about a thing. Now again I just sit around and I wonder, is it her sweet love or the way she could sing? I'm going down the road to see Bessie. Ooh, see her soon. I'm going down the road to see Bessie Smith. And when I get there, I'm wondering what to do. Thank you. much time has gone right on by. I didn't think I could be so wrong. Then one night I was drinking and I was thinking. In the bottom of my glass I could see Bessie's face so strong. I'm just going down the road to see Bessie. Ooh, see her soon. I'm going down the road to see Bessie. Smell, when I get there, I'm wondering what to do. When she sees me, will she know what I've been through? Will all times get to feeling like they do? And all I have, I'll be bringing it to you. Oh, Bessie, sing them old time blues.
Thank you.
About 40 songs here, and we're going to make up a set like we normally do, but I figured it would be much more in keeping with the moment if we chose the song simultaneously. However, we didn't take into account that one yet has to be a joint decision about the song that's chosen. So we'll leave it to you. We'll mention the song. Actually, there was one time when I played in the place when there was one of those wheels like on You Bet Your Life, and I had about 30 songs on the guitar. You were there at that time? No, I had about 30 songs on the guitar, and they would spin the wheel, and whatever number it came out to, I would sing. It really worked out very well.
Yeah.
Came out to number 17 four times in a row. So I said four versions of the House Carmen, each one of 600 verses.
Let's try Gypsy Baby.
Oh, that's the one I was thinking. That's just the one I wanted to do.
Oh, I knew it. This is a version of Woody Guthrie's version of an old folk song, the Gypsy Davy, also known as the Raggle Taggle Gypsies or the Gypsy Rover or the all those other versions of a song about a rich lady that runs off with a bunch of hippies playing guitar in the woods and singing and taking drugs and all that. This song's always appealed to me for some reason.
Boss come home, he's asking about his lady. The servants made a sure reply. She's gone with the Gypsy Davy. Gone with the Gypsy Davy. Go saddle for me my milk-white steed and my $100 saddle. Going out to me their wagon track. After them I'll travel. After them I'll ride. Right now. Well, he had not rode till the midnight moon when he saw that campfire gleaming. He heard the notes of the big guitar, the voice of the gypsies singing that song of the Gypsy Davy. And there in the light of the campfire,
She saw her fair face beaming, her heart in tune with the big guitar and the voice of the gypsy singing. The song of the gypsy Davy, that song of the gypsy Davy, the song of the gypsy Davy. If you forsaken your house and land, if you forsaken your baby, if you forsaken your husband dear, to run with the gypsy Davy, sing with the gypsy Davy, that song of the gypsy Davy. She said, I've forsaken my house and my land to go with the gypsy Davy, and I've forsaken my husband dear, not my blue-eyed baby, not my pretty little blue-eyed baby. I'll play for the baby now. She said, take off your buckskin clothes and your boots of Spanish leather. Give to me your lily-white hand and we'll ride home together. And we'll ride home again. She said, I won't take off my buckskin clothes and my boots of Spanish leather. I'm gonna go my way from day to day, singing with the gypsy Davy. I'm gonna ride with the gypsy Davy. I'm gonna make love to the gypsy Davy. Cause last night I slept in a goose feather bed with servants all around me. Tonight I'm gonna sleep on the cold, cold ground in the arms of the gypsy Davy. I'm gonna sing with the gypsy Davy. I'm gonna ride with the gypsy Davy. Sleep with the gypsy Davy. Make love to the gypsy Davy.
Time we played that rock festival in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
It just reminded me of that for some reason. We played a rock festival on the French, on the Belgian-German border. There were 20,000 German-Belgian kids there, sitting in this amphitheater, not unlike this place, except it was all made out of mud, which is what rock festivals are traditionally made out of. And it was raining, of course, and everybody was—they were all half naked, taking drugs and drinking liquor and doing all sorts of weird things to each other in the sand, in the mud. And they were sliding towards the stage, and it kind of looked like a vision out of Dante's hell that we were witnessing in front of us, because they kind of coagulated in this strange-looking human formations, Art Deco. When we came out with our acoustic guitars after all those imitations of Led Zeppelin and Grand Funk Railroad, and the whole place started booing. You've never been booed by 20,000 Germans wanting to watch Grand Funk Railroad. You haven't lived. So we did this. We gave him one of these. Started cheering.
Funny.
Yeah, they were on their feet in no time. You'd call it feet, whatever they were standing on. And we did this. They didn't speak English anyway, so we gave them Stronger Than Dirt, New Ajax, a stronger than dirt. Went over very big. We got out of there as fast as we could. This is our 200th anniversary of playing German rock festivals. Oh, let's do the Gambler song. Right on the mark, right? I knew it. Psychic. We have a psychic connection. We never mess up. This was written after spending a night in Needles, California. You ever been to Needles, anybody? It's the hottest place in America. People have big gaping holes in their faces that they sweat at. Great gobs of putrescence drip across their faces and form big puddles in the ground, which they take for lakes. It's really just pools of sweat. I saw a hitchhiker on the way out of town. He was about 75 years old. He was wearing a pinstripe suit and green tie with blue polka dots, patent white leather belt. He was very clean, like when they say he's very clean, you know, in a Beatles movie. He figured he must have some kind of story to tell. So I gave him a lift, and we rode to Albuquerque, New Mexico. We were in the car for 12 hours together, and didn't say one word to me the whole way. Son of a bitch, he was really, could have killed him. However, right before we got to Albuquerque, told me he was getting out, and I said, you ain't getting out until you tell me who you are, where you've been, and where you're going, because I want to write a song about you, buddy. I immortalized him in song. His story was so sad.
Kick it off.
Kick it off. I can't remember what I'm doing. Oh, with this song.
I found him on the Arizona border. His face was weathered like the barren land. Said he was headed out to Oklahoma, gonna tend a bar and win another hand. He said he was a card sharp cheating gambler. He'd lure the drunks into the backroom games. Smiled and said it was a dirty business, but he'd pick their wallets empty just the same. Then he took a year of earnings and went to Vegas, where there's always someone one step up the con. He lost all his money at their tables. He even lost his airplane ticket home. I've cheated and won, been cheated and lost. There's always someone one step up the con. I've cheated and won, been cheated and lost. There's always someone one step up the con. But even so, his spirits were not faded. 50 years of gambling had made him tame. 6 more months of Oklahoma cheating could put him back into the Vegas game. And as I left him off in Albuquerque, he shook my hand and he wished me best of luck. Then he smiled and he gave me back my wallet, and he disappeared into the highway dust. I cheated and won, been cheated and lost. There's always someone one step up the con. I've cheated and won, been cheated and lost. There's There's always someone one step up the con. That's right, there's always someone one step up the con. All right, there's always someone one step up the con.
From 1 to 44. Any number.
Misty Dreams.
Misty Dreams. What number is that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we could do that one.
How can we be taking requests already? It's only, only 8:15 and we're taking requests. Well, it's informal here. You know, just feel like you're in our living room. We had an idea, since we have to travel around a lot to play, that to run a conveyor belt through our house, or collective houses. We don't live in the same house, contrary to public opinion. We live in different houses, but to have a conveyor belt like running right from one house to the next, and we could be sitting in one of the houses, and everybody could come through like two people at a time, and, right? And you could just sit there in your living room playing, and it would be a very informal concert, right? You really get to see the, you know. I was thinking, in fact, there was once a play in New York that was on St. Mark's Place, where the people. Where you paid to go and see this family living on the stage. This is really true. It was a stage about this size, and they set up a rug and mirrors and dressers and sinks and toilets and stuff. Did you ever see that? It was true. And they had this family, this actual family was living there.
I missed that one.
This was in the heyday of experimental theater. And you'd go and you'd sit them, and you know, they'd be reading the paper or something, like for 20 minutes, and he'd say, "Hey, did you hear that? It looks like Nixon's going to be elected."
Did they leave the bathroom door open when I went to the
No, they closed the bathroom. I mean, how much would anybody here go to see a concert we went on a conveyor? So suppose you could get to go to Elton John's house on a conveyor belt. Would you get to go to Elton John's house on a conveyor belt? Would you consider doing that? No.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't go to Elton John's house even if he was paying me. Maybe to break a few sunglasses.
When a cold wind blows, you can feel it through your clothes. It's a whipping on down from the other side of town. It's just a biting at your fingers and your toes. I'm a shuffling down the street, just trying to find some heat. When a woman in the door said, "What you looking for? Won't you come and take a load off your feet?" Well, let me tell you, Sam, this is the way I am. If my luck holds out, I'm gonna move on out. If not, then I don't give a damn. Well, I said, "That's kind of you, but there's holes in the bottoms of my shoes. And if you're looking for some money, I just gotta tell you, honey, that I ain't got none to lose." Well, she said, "Hey, I didn't say nothing about pay. My bed ain't swell, but I know you use it well, and you can pay me in a different way." Well, let me tell you, Sam, this is the way I am. If my luck holds out, I'm gonna move on out. If not, then I don't give a damn.
Well, then a mean-looking cat, he was wearing a Stetson hat. He said, "Hey, what's your name? I'm looking for a game. Do you think you'd be interested in that?" Well, I thought I'd have some fun. Pretty soon the game was done, and before he could bat, I had won his Stetson hat. But then I saw his gun. Well,
let me tell you, Sam, this is the way I am. If my luck holds out, I'm gonna move on out. If not, then I don't give a damn.
Well, I didn't have a buck, so I thought I'd try my luck. My thumb was in the breeze, I was starting to freeze, when along come a Big Mac truck. He said, "I'm heading down
to a little southern town. I swung on board and I thank the Lord, and now I'm sunshine bound. Well, let me tell you, Sam, this is the way I am. If my luck goes down, I'm gonna move on out. If not, then I don't give a damn. Oh, don't give a damn.
Barbara Allen, oh, we'll get to that one. Maybe a second set. That's a good one. Pop music has reached an all-time low as far as I'm concerned. And the lowest one of all is that I write the song. Whenever I mention that, there's always a groan. This huge groan comes out of the audience. I am music and I am the song. Really dislike that intensely. I was on the subway, this is true, about 3 weeks ago. I was playing in New York City, and these five kids looked like about high school seniors, maybe. Must have been coming from the karate class, because they got on the subway train and started doing the karate riffs on all the passengers. It wiped out about six or seven of us when they looked kind of tired, and they sat down, took out this transistor radio, turned it on, and sure enough, out of the radio, I am music and I am the song. One guy said, man, I'm sick of that song. Put on something else. And they changed the station. And of course, out of the next, I am music and I am the song. He said, I thought I told you to change it. I did, man. Well, change it again. So he changed it again. I wrote the song. So the kid got furious. He said, give me that radio. He took the radio. It's one of those that you can buy on 42nd Street for like $10. And flung it across the subway car. And I just smattered it into about 600 different transistorized parts against the wall on the other side. And well, that does that. And then sure enough, out of this little speaker, on the end of it, you hear. Well, this song was a hit a few years ago, and I got good and sick of it. My friend Jack Tempchin out in San Diego, California, wrote some new words. They said he was a killer. Didn't think he looked so tough, so I picked him out and started to do my stuff. I said some words about his girlfriend when I passed him in the parking lot. Now he's strumming my face with his fingers, changing my nose with his foot, killing me softly with kung fu, knocking my block off with kung fu, changing my outlook with his shoe, killing me softly with kung fu. Oh, I couldn't keep from laughing when he made funny motions in the air. But then he walked right through me as if I wasn't there. I ducked behind the lamppost, but he broke it right in two. Now he's strumming my face with his fingers, changing my nose with his foot, killing me softly with kung fu, knocking my block off with kung fu, changing my sex life with his shoe, killing me softly with kung fu. Speaking of sex life, I didn't have much as a teenager. I had a girlfriend who lived at the last stop of the subway train in Brooklyn, and I lived way up in the Bronx. It used to take an hour and a half to get to her house. It was kind of neat. I had to leave after dinner. I was only 17 years old, and I had to be back by 1 o'clock at night. She gave us about an hour and 12 minutes to hang out together. She lived in a two-room house, so we used to sit in the living room with her parents watching TV. We went steady like that for about 2 years. One day, springtime came, and father got up, turned off the TV, and said, your mother and I were thinking that you kids would like to be alone, so we're going to take a little walk and give you a chance to get to know one another. And he winked at me on the way out, and I could hardly believe it. About 20 minutes later, we heard the key in the door. Hi, we're home. Well, I went home that night feeling kind of depressed. It was a very frustrating experience. I saw this book called Love Without Fear. Random House had a big splash on it. It was in the drugstore window with about 30 copies of it. It said a guide for young married couples. So I went down and bought it the next day, and I went home. I opened it at random that night. Love Without Fear, the first thing I read was a paragraph about a couple that had made love and had gotten stuck together due to some peculiar muscular spasm on the part of the woman. Had to be carried down on a stretcher on East 48th Street. Full view of all the neighbors and taken to Bellevue Hospital, where they were pried apart by a team of neurosurgeons. I said, love without fear? You've got to be kidding. Sometimes I think of what the bedside manner of the doctors must have been. I'm sorry, we're going to have to throw a little cold water on you. What could they say? What do you say? Or what they said to each other on the stretcher being carried down? Well, face to face on the stretcher, if in fact they were face to face. Terrible. It really set my interest in sex back about 4 or 5 years. Until I met a waitress in a Greenwich Village cafe. And we had a wonderful, moving, and touching soulmate affair, which lasted about an hour and a quarter. And I immortalized her in song, too. I was lingering over some coffee, and I was hung up on a piece of lemon pie. I looked out the window, saw the moon come up, and I knew I'd have to give it a try. I was in love with a pair of eyes that were filling up this coffee cup of mine, thinking of my sweetest line and waiting round for closing time. Red-haired 28, she was part of the scene. She was smiling as she agreed. A virgin 17, I was still having wet dreams and hoping I could fill some of her needs. We went through my house and we talked for a while, but I felt she couldn't hear what I'd say. I thought a woman can't really rape a man, but it looks like she's sure gonna try anyway. Felt like a fool when we pulled back the sheets, cause I just did not know what to do. With legs and thighs and a body in heat, she was just starting when I was all through. She got out of bed, she put on her clothes, and she left with barely a sound. I followed her down as she got into her car. She said, maybe I'll see you around. Smell of her body still cling to my sheets as I heard her drive away. I choked on rejection and I swallowed defeat, and I stayed up until the break of day. And every time I think of her, it gives my heart an ache, cause the time that we shared was real. She didn't break my heart, she just bent it out of shape, and it still hasn't had time to heal.
I got the worried blues. I got those worried blues. I got the worried blues, oh my Lord. I got the worried blues. I got trouble on my mind. Honey, babe, don't leave me now. Honey, baby, don't leave me now. Honey, babe, don't leave me now. Oh, my Lord. Honey, babe, don't leave me now. Got those worried blues. Chilly winds don't blow. Going where the climate suits my clothes. Going where them orange blossoms blow. Oh, my Lord. Going where them chilly winds don't blow. Going where I've never been before. I got the worried blues. I got those worried blues. I got the worried blues. Oh, my Lord. I got the worried blues. I got trouble on my mind. I got trouble on my mind.
Thank you. I'd like to do a song that I wrote a couple of years ago for a man that had a great influence on a lot of people like us who play guitar, especially finger-picking guitar, a man named Mississippi John Hurt. And as part of the song, I use some of material from John Hurt, especially his song My Creole Bell, which you probably know, and when we come to it towards the end of the song, maybe you can join us, sing it with us, in memory of John Hurt. And if you'll allow a brief commercial message, we're going to take a break after this song. I'll let you all stretch and get ready for the thrilling second half. We'll have some records on sale out in the lobby, I guess. Including some of the songs you've heard tonight on our new round of records.
T-shirts,
Bubblegum, Water Pistols. So if any of you have been unfortunate enough to miss our latest album on Rounder Records, you can get it. Mississippi John's long gone. We ain't gonna hear his old time songs. I may be right and I may be wrong. We're gonna miss old Mississippi John. Well, I loved it so much that I can't tell when he sang my Creole bell. Rich land woman, candy man, no one could tell it like old John can. Mississippi John walked in a room, put his Gibson into tune, with his old slouch hat and his open smile, the whole world sang in John Hurt's style. James and Mississippi Fred, they're both lying in the graveyard dead. Big Bill Brunsey, Reverend Davis too, who's left to sing them old time blues. And Mississippi John, he's long gone, ain't gonna hear his old time songs. I may be right, I may be wrong, we gonna miss old Mississippi John. I love him well, my darling baby, my Creole belle, my Creole belle, I love her well, I love her well, my darling baby, my Creole belle, try it again, my Creole belle, I love her well, I love her well. My darling baby, my Creole bell, my Creole bell, my Creole bell. I love her well, my darling baby, my Creole bell. When stars shine, I'll call her mine, I'll call her mine, my Creole baby. My Creole baby, my Creole bell, my Creole bell, my Creole bell. I love her well, my darling baby, my Creole bell. Yes, yes, and Mississippi John is long gone. Ain't gonna hear his old time songs. I may be right, maybe wrong, we're gonna miss old Mississippi John.
Thank you. See you in a little while.
By the railroad track, and the humming of the drivers was my lullaby, and the freight train whistle taught me how to cry.
Freight train blues got them in the middle of my rambling shoes. Freight train
Got them in the middle of a rambling sheep. My mama was farming and my daddy did. Was the only driver of an engineer. The sweetie is a brakeman and it ain't no joke. It's a shame the way she keeps a poor man broke. Freight train blues, got them in the middle of my rambling shoes. Freight train blues, got them in the middle of my rambling shoes. Stop my wandering around. Tried 100 times to settle down. Every time I find a place to stay, you know the freight train whistle sends me on my way. Freight train blues, got them in the middle of my rambling shoes. Freight train blues, got them in the middle of my rambling shoes. Just a little shanty by the railroad track. And the humming of the drivers was my lullaby. And the freight train whistle taught me how to cry. Freight train blues, got them in the middle of my rambling shoes. Freight train blues, got them in the middle of my rambling shoes. Freight train blues, got them in the middle of my rambling shoes. Freight train blues, got them in the middle of my rambling shoes.
waits for the man who says he'll take her along. With the first rays of light, and I met a man, and he said he ran a junkyard. The hungry dogs of New Mexico are biting each other backs to get home, and in the dry desert heat they fight for the last piece of meat till the first rays of light. And I met a man, and he said he ran a junkyard.
Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain just a whole lot more.
Because I got those deep river blues.
Let the rain drive right on, let those waves just sweep along.
Because I got those deep river blues.
Now my old gal, she's a good old pal, she looks just like a waterfowl.
When I get those deep river blues,
so give me back my old boat, I'm gonna sail it if she floats.
Because I got those deep river blues.
Now I'm gone to muscle shoals. Times are better there, I'm told.
When I got those deep river blues.
Thank you.
the river blues.
Yeah, let the rain drive right on. Let those winds just sweep along.
Because I got those deep river blues.
Next one's a banjo piece about a murder. Is it about a murder, or is it symbolic?
Not symbolic.
Not symbolic. It's a real murder.
I went out last night making my round. I met little Sadie and I blowed it down. I got drunk and I went to bed. Thought of a smokeless under my head. I began to think about the deed I'd done. And I grabbed my hat and away I run. Run quite fast but a little too slow. They overtook me in Jericho.
There's a psychic out there. You keep pitching them, we keep sides happening.
I must have it, chased it all day, nearly in. in the night. Finally angered that I couldn't catch it, determined that I would stop it in flight. I found a stone by a mountain stream flowing, rounded and smooth by the water's fast flow. It felt so warm and alive in my hand. It was an arrow, my arm was the bow. And a flashing of wings and a cry pierced the air. It fluttered and fell on the rocks at my feet. Weeping, I lifted the thing that had fallen. Blood stained my hand, tears wet my cheek. Later that night, as I lay on my bed, I heard the sound of wings in the air. The room became bathed in a warm golden glow. I opened my eyes and a woman stood there. Oh, didn't you know when you hurt me so cruelly? I was your lover, I was your friend. You couldn't stand it that I so free. Now you will never see me again.
Experimental banjo piece. I did it at the University of State University in Albany about a month ago. We turned out all the lights. Is anybody there? They wouldn't dare show up. We turned out the lights and everyone took off their clothing. And I played this piece for about 45 minutes. We all worked ourselves into a mystical trance. How does a strap work? Just like any other strap. Thank you. kind of a counterpart to that on guitar, strangely enough. This is a combination of two songs. One is called Gold Hill, and the other one's called Riptide. One was written in Colorado, and the other was written on the cliffs of Normandy in France.
I haven't washed inside the rainstorm, and I haven't battered by the wind. I have been lost inside the fog bank. I think I'll never be the same. Said a riptide, and a high tide has come again. Said a riptide. Just as the moon pulls on the water, oh, I feel the water pulling me. And just as the waves pound on the shoreline, I feel my heart beat inside me. Said a riptide, a high tide has come again. It's a riptide. High tide has come again. If I go down into the water, oh, I hope you come along with me. Just wrap your sweet arms around my body, so I don't wash away the sea. I said a riptide, and a high tide has come again. It's a riptide, and a high tide has come again. It's a riptide, and a high tide has come again.
Well, this is a song about crabs. Bring out a couple of crabs, will you? For those of you who are afflicted with the little things. Raise your hand if you have crabs. I do this every time I sing this song. Anybody have crabs out there? Uh-huh. I see. Pretty clean audience we have here. I figure there's got to be five of you out there at least that are lying. This isn't really about crabs. It's about a place called Earl's Crab Joint, which is a mythological roadhouse outside of Berkeley, California, where everything is copacetic all the time. If you're feeling worried, your life is too hurried, and you need a place to slow down, the only solution is the right institution. It's about a mile and a half out of town. Everyone is flipping out down at Earl's Crab Shack. Well, it's only a crab shack, but it's never a drab shack, and the jukebox is never too low. They got chickens in blue jeans and pinball machines. You could win 50 games in a row. Everyone is flipping out down at Earl's Crab Shack. Just a crab joint, just a crab joint, just a crab joint, just a crab joint. Well, you could try some crab bluey or a bottle of shell bluey. You know the menu is old, so you need. Has insisted to get yourself twisted. There's something to freak every freak. Everyone is freaking out down at Earl's Crab Shack. It's just a crab joint, just a crab joint, just a crab joint, just a crab. Feeling worried, you know your life is too lurid, and you need a place where you could go and start to slow down. The only solution is the right institution. It's about a mile and a half out of town. Everyone is flipping out down at Earl's Crab Shack. It's just a crab
joint, crab joint.
Feel like singing? Very good. Let's try a song. It's an old spiritual. An A. An old spiritual in A. The chorus says, I saw the light from heaven shining all around. I saw the light come shining. I saw the light come down. It was like this. I saw the light from heaven shining all around. I saw the light come shining. I saw the light come down. I saw the light from heaven shining all around. I saw the light come shining. I saw the light come shining. I saw the light come down. I saw the light from heaven shining all around. I saw the light come shining. I saw the light come shining. I saw the light come down. Now Ezekiel lived to be 365. The Lord come down, took him up to heaven alive. I saw the light from heaven shining all around. I saw the light come shining. I saw the light come shining. Yes, I saw the light come down. Adam and Eve were in the garden underneath the sycamore tree. Eve said, Adam, Satan is tempting me. I saw the light from heaven. He was shining all around. I saw the light come shining. I saw the light come shining. I saw the light come down. Moses saw the burning bush. He rambled around and around. And the Lord said, Moses, you're treading on holy ground. And I saw the light from heaven was shining all around. I saw the light come shining. I saw the light come down. Dry bones in the valley got up and they took a little walk. And the blind could see and the dumb could talk. I saw the light from heaven shining all around. I saw the light come shining. I saw the light come down. Yes, I saw the light from heaven. It was shining all around. I saw the light come shining. Yes, I saw the light come
unto this country, stranger I came. I courted a fair maid, Nancy was her name. I courted her for love, a love I didn't obtain. Do you think I'd any reason or right to complain? Nancy, I rode both night and day, and I stole me a stallion from Captain William Gray. The sheriff's men, they followed and overtaken me, and they carted me away to the penitentiary. They opened up the door and then they threw me in. And they shaved off my head, they cleared off my chin, and they beat me, and they banged me, and they fed me on dry beans, till I wished to my own heart I'd never been a thief. In my pockets, my cap set on so bold, and my coat of many colors like Jacob's of old. First unto this country, a stranger I came. I courted a fair maid, Nancy was her name. I courted her for love, a love I didn't obtain. Do you think I'd any reason or right to complain? I'm a pilgrim, I'm a stranger, traveling through this wearisome land. I've got a home in that yonder city, good Lord, and it's not made by hand. I got a mother, sister, and a brother who have gone to that fair land. I'm determined to go and see them, good Lord, over on that other shore. I go down to the River of Jordan just to bathe my weary soul. If I could touch but the hem of his garment, good Lord, I believe he could make me whole. I'm a pilgrim, I'm a stranger, traveling through this wearisome land. I got a home in that yonder city, good Lord, and it's not made by hand. Oh, and it's not made by hand.
Here's another song by Woody Guthrie.
Lord, Lord, got them jackhammer blues. I got a jack and a gal, sweet ass pie, gonna hammer on the hammer till the day I die. Lord, Lord, got that jackhammer blues.
For coming tonight, and thank Jeff Warner and the rest of the people of the Guitar Workshop for having us back again. This is a really nice little theater here. They should have a...
Say everything can be replayed. Say every distance is not near. But I remember every face of every man who put me here. I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Every man needs protection. Say every man must fall. But I swear I see my reflection somewhere so high above this wall. My light comes shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall be released. Now yonder stands a man in this lonely crowd, a man who swears he's not to blame. All day long
Thank you.
Favorites you'd like to hear? Grateful Dead, there you go. People are always coming and saying, "Hey, how late is your playdle?" And we have a band sometimes, we play with a country western band. They come up and say, "Hey, how late is your playdle?" I said, "What? How late is your playdle?" Then I realized after a while they were saying, "How late will you play until?" But in New Jersey, it comes out somehow, "Hey, L.A. is a playdle." Sounds like he's from Latvia or something. Well, we could put all the songs together, and we could do Rabbit's Misty or...
Scavenger.
Rabbit's Misty Scavenger. Can't think of it. All right, we'll do that one. Okay. Hottest time I can recall. I heard a snake rattle a warning. It's gotta be the roughest time of all. Down the hill, there's a rabbit running in a circle I have known. Down below, crazy rabbit runs. Dry land, it has no water. The earth will bake and dry before my eyes. Poison snake is in the coolest corner and rolled into a dust. Down below the crazy rabbit roams. The dry land looks so thirsty.
The earth cracks open like a broken shell. A hungry snake will show no mercy when he moves in for the kill. Down the hill, there's a rabbit meeting with the fate that we shall know. Down below where the crazy rabbit runs. Olive roots, come see me now. Father of roots, come see me now. Father of dreams, come see me now. Father of dreams, come see me now. Come see me now. Come near me now. Come see me now. Come near me now. You Father Bruce, come see me now. Father Dreams, come see me now.
Maybe you can help us with this. It's a Jesse Winchester song. It's real nice to sing because it makes you feel kind of as smooth as silk. It's about Mississippi. It's the only good word I've heard about Mississippi since 1954. Well, around that time, Mississippi got a bad reputation among liberal circles in the North because it was said that Mississippi was really backward, fascistic, racist state. And after all those things were proven to be true, now this song is very favorable to Mississippi. It's just that no people are mentioned in this song.
See a wagon rutted road with the weeds growing tall between the tracks, and along one side runs a rusty barbed wire fence, and beyond that sits an old tar paper shack. Mississippi, you're on my mind. Mississippi, you're on my mind. Whoa, whoa, Mississippi, you're on my mind.
That's the whole chorus.
And I think I hear a noisy old John Deere in a field specked with dirty cotton lint. And below that field runs a little shady stream. There you'll find the cool green leaves of mint. Mississippi, you're on my mind. Mississippi, you're on my mind. Whoa, whoa, Mississippi, you're on my mind. Oh, I think I smell the honeysuckle vine. Heavy sweetness like to make me sick. And the dogs, my God, they're going hungry all the time. The snakes are sleeping where the weeds are thick. Mississippi, you're on my mind. Mississippi, you're on my mind. Whoa, whoa. Mississippi, you're on my mind. And I think I feel an angry oven heat with the southern sun just blazing in the sky. Somewhere in the fields an old fat grasshopper jumps. Gotta make it to that creek before I fry. Mississippi, you're on my mind. Mississippi, you're on my mind. Whoa, whoa. Mississippi, you're on my mind. Mississippi, you're on my mind. Mississippi, you're on my mind. Whoa, whoa. Mississippi, you're on my mind.
Thank you, everybody.
Good night. Thank you very much.